Coach's Corner.
Play ball.
All right. Well, last week I talked about Rocky Blyer on my Coach's Corner. So we've got a lot of listeners who have questions, and a couple of the questions that we got after the segment on Rocky Blyer was somebody wrote in, what will happen to my retirement income if my spouse dies? Good question.
Yeah.
And somebody else said, Social Security is confusing. How do I know I'm getting the right income from there? Because Coach Pete talked about income. Well, those are two big questions there. If your spouse passed away, keep in mind, and they tie in together, Social Security, you don't keep getting both Social Security checks if a spouse dies. You get the bigger of two.
Oh, wow.
Okay. How do you know if you're claiming the right Social Security strategies right now? That's the biggest question right now, a lot of people say, because a lot of those decisions are in stone once you make them, or you have a very limited time period to change that. So, brand new video series, by the way, for radio listeners, folks, and go to financialcruisecontrol.com. That's financialcruisecontrol.com. And that will point you to a place where you can have two different videos, one on retirement plan, one on Social Security claiming strategies. Again, financialcruisecontrol.com. And that'll help you iron out a little bit about how ways not to outlive your money in retirement. And we really need to make sure that everyone listening out there has guaranteed comfortable retirement income. And they need to set those up before approaching or before in retirement. Now, I do, and the team of coaches across the nation, we do meet with folks in retirement already. And we help them get in the right place or correct some of the wrong turns they've taken. But the sooner the better to get that retirement income plan set up. And how do you do that? Well, first, we make sure we have the proper allocation of our investment instruments. Do we have too much of our money in one place? Are we taking too much risk if the market goes the wrong way? Keep in mind, it's always fun to have your money at risk when the market's going up. I've never heard anybody complain when the market goes up 30% and you've got all your money in the market, right?
That's true.
But I would never do this to any of my clients, but we have had people call us after something goes wrong and said, my advisor had me all at risk and he won't call me back.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
And we've had people bring in statements back when the market, because I've been doing this now almost 25 years in the financial world. So I've had people bring in statements, bags of statements, grocery bags full of statements and unopened envelopes because they've been afraid to open those statements.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Now, that's the flip side of having great returns, right? Because your advisor was just full speed ahead. But the advisor wasn't really doing reviews with you. He wasn't looking at what your risk tolerance was. He wasn't looking at the risk tolerance of the mutual funds he was putting you in or whatever. And then all of a sudden, the market goes the wrong way. You know what's going to happen if you open up those envelopes. You're not going to be happy.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But we had people bring in unopened envelopes or say, they didn't even know their password on their investment account on the internet because they were afraid to look at it.
Oh,
folks, that's not financial planning. That's guessing, hoping, and Vegas mentality. And again, your advisor looks like the smartest guy in the room when the market's going up. But it's not the true smarts that come out until the market goes the wrong way and they weren't expecting it. So we also need to make sure we have inflation hedges built in to counter deflation and inflation, as well as something you're going to hear more of, I fear, in the future, stagflation. I think this economy is being kept up with silly string right now, and more silly string. You remember silly string?
Yeah, I do.
We spray it all over the place. More and more silly string. And if the wrong person wins the election, I think the forces that be may cut that silly string, and the economy won't be held up anymore.
Yeah.
It's really been artificially held up by low interest rates and all the crazy stuff that's going on. Stagflation could hit. We also need to make sure that if you have an annuity or if you're looking at annuity, you get the right annuity. We have seen way too many annuity salespeople out there who are just selling all annuities all the time. That's not the proper retirement plan. So if anyone has pitched an annuity to you before, make sure you get an analysis of that annuity. If you're in one right now, annuity review and annuity x-ray. We'll x-ray that, show you the fees, show the expenses, the commissions you're paying, and look at all the annuities that exist out there and try to find the right fit for you. Keep in mind, finding the right annuity is like putting a puzzle together. There's a bunch of pieces, but only one that's a real good fit. One time I tried to fit a puzzle piece into a place that didn't belong, and I think I got in trouble with my grandma back then. I think I broke the I made it fit. Remember that commercial where they had the it was a muffler commercial, and the guy said, we'll make it fit, and he had two monkeys with a sledgehammer.
Oh, gosh.
But that's what happens many times in the financial world. So we also need tax efficiency built into our plans. Mm-hmm. So make sure that we're not paying too much on taxes. Make sure we're taking the right investment vehicles and the right tax savings or the right vehicles that are available to us to have tax savings in the future. And a lot of people are spending way too much in taxes that they don't have to pay. And then they don't have a proper drawdown strategy. That's when you start to take money out of your accounts, making sure that money will be there for the rest of your life, for the rest of your spouse's life. And if you guys pass away too soon, the money will go on to your family. And too many financial vehicles in the past, when someone passed away, the money stayed at the financial institution in their pocket. That is absolutely not the right place. And we can show you if you have one, accounts like that too. So very, very important. If you don't want to outlive your money, and that seems to be the number one concern that's out there, that you get the right plan, and more importantly, the right planner that will help you on this relay race of life we call retirement.
Exactly. Now, if you have a question or if you'd like to qualify for a no-cost consult with a local financial coach, call Coach Pete's personal hotline right now, and he will get you in touch with your local financial coach. The number is 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. And don't forget, if you'd like to watch that video series that Coach mentioned, the website is financialcruisecontrol.com. Financialcruisecontrol.com. Stay with us. There's more Financial Safari on the way.